Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to a special edition of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. And today is Memorial Day, and we listen, we remember all those who have paid the ultimate price in defense of our freedoms. Memorial Day, Memorial Day. Yes, we remember those who shed their blood to keep us free, to keep us free, and to ensure that our liberties are maintained. And listen, on a higher note, on a spiritual note, on an eternal note, Jesus paid the ultimate price that we might live free, free of tyranny. In this case, free of tyranny from Satan, and free of tyranny from the apostate Church of Rome. And today, dear saints of God, we're going to be talking about a full preacher, another full preacher. Can you believe it? Another full preacher has joined the ministerial ranks of apostate Rome via, with the help of, with the aid of, the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. Who is this full preacher? This full preacher goes by the name of Lafayette Scales. Lafayette Scales. One thing Mr. Lafayette failed to do was remove the scales from his eyes. The scales. We're going to talk about that shortly. Saints, remember we have two ebook giveaways and they're free. No gimmicks attached. Those of you who already received your ebooks just can't get enough of them. The first ebook deals with the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American Church. It's called Jackass Church Bishops. Jackass Church Bishops. And my brothers and sisters, I'm getting some wonderful emails back. You guys love the book. It's made you laugh, it's made you think, it's made you talk, it's made you to reflect, it's made you meditate, and I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews. Now, I know people hate the book, and those people would be those who have joined the Joint College of Bishops. Of course, they're going to hate it, because basically, I have proven that they're jackass fools for joining J. Delano Ellis and his band of knuckleheads. That's what we've done. So get your free copy, get your free ebook edition copy of Jackass Church Bishops. All you have to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And if you, Jackass Church Bishops is 15 chapters long, over 240 footnotes, over 250 somewhat pages. It's a great read. It's an easy read. It's an academic read. I prove everything. I cite all of my academic sources, even though it's academically, laced. It's an academic book, but it's an easy read. It's an enjoyable read. Like I said, you're going to really reflect. You're going to say, oh my God, I didn't know. Oh, Jesus, help us. Oh, Lord, rid us of these jackass church bishops who are agents and stooges of Rome. Lord, help the church. Help the black church. Get your copy. And then, of course, the second book, which is part of a trilogy. Jackass Church Bishops, by the way, is part of a 22-book series. And I'm going to be releasing the second book in that series, which is called Nehushtan Church Bishops. Nehushtan Church Bishops. And if you want to know all the books that are being released in the Jackass Church Bishops, well, I catalog them in the book Jackass Church Bishop. Starting on page 249, I give you all the other books that will follow And listen, it's a 22-book series dealing with the Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church, Jackass Church Bishops being the first book. Then I got another series. I got multiple series, but I got another series that deals with Jensen Franklin, the dopey preacher down there in Gainesville, Georgia. He's popularized, he's made famous this idiotic teaching called the Spirit of Python. And so I wrote a trilogy. Volume 1 is called Spirit of Python Dunce. Volume 2, Spirit of Python Ignoramus. And Volume 3, Spirit of Python Retard. So I'm giving away Volume 1 for now. For now, you're going to get all three. I'm going to make all three available. But you can get Spirit of Python Dunce, which is, if you don't include the introduction and the conclusion, it's 8 chapters long. And the secondary title of that book is Showing How Jensen Franklin's Idiotic Interpretation of Acts 16:16 Proves He's a Biblical Moron. You can have that book also if you email me and request it at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know any ministry that's given away the books like the kind that I've written. But they're yours for the asking, and I want to bless you. The Lord wants to bless you, and you're going to be blessed. Your eyes are going to be open. You're going to realize that many of these people who claim to be teachers sent from God are really sent by Satan. God did not send them because God does not traffic in error. Excuse me. God does not traffic in error. He doesn't traffic in error. So get the two books, and you're going to be blessed. Also, saints, please remember that I, back in 2017, in commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, in commemoration of the 500th anniversary, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church, in commemoration of that event and what it sparked, I too prepared a 95 thesis, and it's archived here on this broadcast, Contending for the Faith. If you go back, if you keep scrolling down to 2017, I have every thesis enumerated. And each one of those theses deals with J. Delano Ellis and his Joint College of Bishops. It's a 95 thesis to draw awareness, to raise awareness, to open eyes as to who J. Delano Ellis and his group really is, and how they cannot in any way represent the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not represent. So you got to check out the 95 thesis. We are getting rave reviews from that. Some of my former students just can't get enough. And by the way, what's in the 95 thesis is not in the books. In other words, it's not a duplication. It's not a duplication. So all of those, there are 95 broadcasts that I did back in 2017, and we saved them. And I prepared them so that black folk can tune in and listen anytime they want to and say, oh my God, I didn't know that this is what the Joint College of African American Bishops represent, and I didn't know what their agenda was, and it's an end time ecumenical anti-Christian agenda. And I reveal that in the 95 thesis. I believe, if memory serves me right, that each one of those broadcasts are about an hour and a half long. So you're getting well over 120 hours of teaching, sound teaching. So check out the 95 thesis. If you really want to know, if you really want to have your eyes opened, if you really want to know the truth, because some people can't handle the truth, but if you want the truth about what's happened to your church since it's been taken over by the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops, if you want to know what's happened, then listen to the 95 thesis and get the first book, and start reading, and your eyes shall be opened. So get the Jensen Franklin book, Spirit of Python Nuns. Get the book, Jackass Church Bishops, and be a media missionary and tell other people about all that we're offering here, all that we're offering to you in Jesus' name. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, if you like to give a love gift donation, which we will greatly appreciate, you can go to our website at www.dailymannany.com, www.dailymannany.com, and click on any one of those PayPal buttons and give whatever you so desire. And like I said, it is greatly appreciated and greatly needed. Well, another fool preacher joins the Joint College of Jackass Bishops. Another fool preacher just happens. Listen, there's no shortage. There is no shortage of preachers who want to join the Joint College of Jackass Bishops. There's no shortage. And since there's no shortage of money, because how do these preachers get this money? Well, they get the money to join the Joint College, which happens to be very expensive. Because if you were to put every one of those bishops under oath, let's just say that one day the Joint College of African American Bishops decides to sue me. Let's just say that they can't take it anymore and they decide to sue me. Well, there's a thing called disclosure, right? They sue me. And they have a right to find out who I am and, you know, what I represent and how much money I've made from preaching. And then whatever's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's a thing called disclosure. They can find out about me, and I can find out a whole lot about them. So I would put all these clowns under oath. My attorneys, which are AV-rated, by the way, my attorneys would put all these clowns under oath, and we would ask them in lieu of perjury. If you lie under oath, it's 5 years in jail. So we know the right questions to ask them, and we would go down the line, and you would find out, dear saints, that it is very expensive to join the Joint College of Bishops. Very expensive. Very expensive. And see, so they don't want to sue me, because then we countersue them, and then it's off to the races, and people will find out that I've made no money from scamming people, and that the Joint College of Bishops has made a ton of money selling parchments, selling episcopal offices, selling vestments and rings and gold quality. See, all you got to do is follow the money. And since I have no money, there's nothing to follow. I haven't scammed anybody. I'm giving my books away for free. You can't get one of Jay Delano Ellis's books for free. You're not getting any of those books for free. If you're going to attend the Joint College of Bishops on an annual basis this year, the cost to attend for a bishop was $600. And I think if his wife went, it was $400 or $500. So right off the bat, if you are a bishop and you're taking your wife, it's a grand. You're spending a grand. Not to mention the offerings that they're going to collect there, because they're going to collect offerings. Oh, yes, they are. So this is a money-making. This is a bishop tree. A bishop tree is a fleece tree, is where bishops get to fleece people. And it so happens that every year the Joint College of Bishops fleeces bishops who in turn go back home and fleece their church members. So all you got to do is follow the money, and that's what Jay Delano Ellis. See, Jay Delano Ellis doesn't want to open up a can of worms, because we'll put all those jokers under oath, and then they're going to have to say the truth under oath, and then we'll subpoena bank records, and we'll just prove, just follow the money. How much did you pay for your Episcopal rank? How much did you give the chief consecrator? How much did you give the two co-consecrators? How many did you give the trio? How much money did you give the trio? See, that's all you got to do. Follow the money. Follow the moolah. Follow the cash. That's all you got to do. See, that's all you got to do. Just follow the money. And my brothers and sisters, they're making a boatload of money. So there's no shortage of fool preachers joining the Joint College of Bishops, because then you become part of that big fraternity. The big fraternity. Now, this guy by the name of Lafayette Scales, I never heard of him until the video popped up on YouTube. Never heard of him, but we started on the first broadcast in this series talking about how Brother TJ from Church Folk Revolution was just reminding us that there are all kind of bishop factories, organizations that cranks out these bishops, these fake bishops, because that's what they are, they're just fake bishops. And so today, that was the previous broadcast. Today I want to talk about why this guy is a fool preacher. First of all, he's a fool preacher in the first broadcast because he's part of the fake bishop factory. He's a fool preacher because he's part of the fake bishop factory. He is a product of the fake bishop factory. Today he's a fool. Today we can call him a fool preacher because a clown consecrated him. A clown. Who's the clown? Jay Delano Ellis. Do you know that Jay Delano Ellis likes to clown around? Yes, Jay Delano Ellis loves to clown around when he is consecrating people. He loves to clown around. He is the Episcopal clown of all Episcopal clowns. And I have the audio to prove it. See, you're a fool preacher if you let Jay Delano Ellis lay hands on you. You're a fool preacher. Because that's a clown. That's an Episcopal clown, an ecclesiastical clown, an Anglo-Catholic clown laying hands on you. And yes, I heard through the grapevine that he has suffered a stroke and that he is in hospital and that he is laid up and that he's not feeling well. He's still a clown. He's still a clown. He was clowning around this last March. Jay Delano Ellis was clowning around this past March. Just because now he's in hospital, having suffered a stroke, and part of his body is paralyzed and his face is all mushed up, doesn't mean he's not a clown. He's a clown. A clown's a clown. A clown's a clown. And Jay Delano, I got three audios to show you that whenever Jay Delano Ellis is acting as chief consecrator, he acts like a clown. That's why you're a fool. That's why you're a fool if you allow Jay Delano Ellis to ever lay hands on you under any circumstance. That's my Pentecostal opinion. I happen to be a Pentecostal preacher. A Holy Ghost-filled, Bible-thumping Pentecostal preacher. Now, whenever Jesus ordained people, whenever the apostles ordained people, elders, to be more specific, deacons, there was no clowning around. The biblical text tells us that whenever the solemn act of ordination or consecration took place, whether it was the prophet Samuel anointing Saul, the Benjamite, or whether it was the prophet Samuel anointing David, the man from Judah, or whether it was Elijah anointing or setting aside Elisha, there's no clowning around. No clowning around in the prophetic. And there was no clowning around when Christ ordained his apostles. And there was no clowning around when the apostles went to different cities and ordained elders. No clowning around. Yet Jay Delano Ellis, every time, and I got the audio, and I'm only going to play three because I don't want to, listen, we don't need to beat a dead donkey. We don't need to beat a dead horse. I'm going to show you three audios. I'll play three audios for you where he just can't help but clown around. He can't help but play the clown. Jay Delano Ellis. And he's the chief consecrator. Can you imagine that? Here's the chief consecrator. Can't help but be a jester. Can't help but to play the fool. Can't help but to horse around, or in his case, jackass around. Now let me read to you from the Gospel of Luke, the sixth chapter. The Gospel of Luke, the sixth chapter. And this is one of the synoptic versions, because there, you know, Mark records this, Matthew records this, but let's read Luke's version. And in Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 12, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that he, Jesus, went up into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." So what was Jesus doing before he ordained people? Was he clowning around? No. Was he at the Apollo Theater doing his comedy act? No. Was he on SNL playing the fool? No. Where was Jesus? He was on his face before God in prayer all night, because he was going to perform the solemn rite of consecration in the morning. So starting again at verse 12, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that he, Jesus, went up into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day," verse 13, "he, Jesus, went unto his disciples, and of them he chose 12 also, whom he also named, appointed apostles." He spent all night in prayer, then he called them to himself 12, and he ordained them to be apostles. There's nothing here about joking around. No tomfoolery on Jesus' part. No tomfoolery. No gesturing. No horsing around on Jesus' part. None. We read in Acts 13, it says in Acts 13, starting at verse number 1. "Now there was at the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted." It doesn't say as they clowned around before the Lord and fasted. No, you can't fast and clown around. You can't fast and be involved in tomfoolery. "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted some more and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away." So notice, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost spoke prophetically. And the Holy Ghost wasn't cracking jokes. And the Holy Ghost was not engaged in tomfoolery. And the Holy Ghost wasn't horsing around. He said solemnly, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when the leaders heard that, they fasted some more, and they prayed some more, and they laid hands on Barnabas and Saul and sent them away. My brothers and sisters, there's no clowning around when Jesus went to ordaining or consecrating, and when the apostles went to ordaining and consecrating. Absolutely no fooling around. It's a solemn ceremony. Solemn. Yet there's a fool preacher by the name of Lafayette Scales, who just back in March joined the Joint College of Jackass Bishops. And who did he have as his chief consecrator? a jackass by the name of J. Delano Ellis, who couldn't help but be engaged in tomfoolery. And like I said, I've seen all of the consecrations J. Delano Ellis has done, and he just can't help. He just can't help but to fool around and play the fool every time he is going to elevate some bishop. He just, J. Delano Ellis just can't help himself. So I would argue that you would have to be a fool. You would have to be a fool to let J. Delano Ellis consecrate you to anything. I wouldn't let him consecrate me to be church bus driver. I wouldn't let J. Delano Ellis consecrate me to be church janitor. I wouldn't. No. Don't want that man anywhere near me. He's a clown. He belongs in some comedy club. Well, they wouldn't have him because he's a bad comedian. What is a clown? Well, the Oxford Thesaurus tells us that a clown is a comic entertainer. That's what a clown is. Or a comedian. Or a jester, like a court jester. Or a fool. Or a humorist. Or a buffoon. These are all synonymous words. Because J. Delano Ellis loves, listen, J. Delano Ellis calls himself Anglo-Catholic by tradition. So I said, well, let me not use the Webster's American Dictionary. Let me go to a British dictionary. Let me go to the Oxford Dictionary. That would be more up there with this highbrow, high nose, highfalutin jackass. So let me go to the Oxford Thesaurus and let's see what clown, let's see what words are similar to clown. What words are synonymous with clown? What words can be used to, and if we were to interchange the word clown? Well, clown, comic entertainer, clown, comedian, clown, jester, clown, fool, clown, humorous, clown, buffoon, 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 clown, prankster, prankster. Think about it. Listen, if you're thinking of the verb, you're thinking about clowning around. J. Delano Ellis loves to clown around during these solemn occasions. He loves to clown around. Another verbal form would be to fool around. To clown around, to fool around, to play the fool, to horse around. These are all synonymous. To muck about. Yes, this all describes J. Delano Ellis. And like I said, I got three audios. Now, here's one audio. I'm going to play the Lafayette audio last. But here's one audio where he is consecrating a woman bishop. Here's one audio where he's consecrating a female. Now, the female, as he tells us, and I happen to know this female, this female is a serious woman. She's serious. She doesn't like horsing around. I know her. She doesn't like horsing around. And he tells her, he tells everybody in the audience, she told me not to horse around, but I'm not paying her any mind. I'm gonna act like a town fool throughout this process. Let's listen to the audio. Now, remember, she told them in private, tone it down. Don't do like you do in some other consecrations. This is my day. It's a solemn occasion. I want you to behave yourself. Now watch, since he's the chief consecrator, since he's the one making her bishop, and since she does not realize that she's joining the Joint College of Jackass Bishops, that the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus of the Joint College of Jackass Bishops is the supreme jackass himself. So if she's joining this group, she has to expect horsing around. She has to expect it because that's what jackasses do. So here's the clip. Here's the clip. Here's the evidence. Here's the. You're going to hear it right out of the horse's mouth himself. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you that he's been told by her. Because she knows him. In fact, everybody knows him. They know that he just clowns around. He can't help himself. It's in his nature to just clown around, to play the jackass. That's why I entitled the book Jackass Church Bishops. So, here he is.
It takes all of us in concert. Is that it takes a college. Am I right? Am I right? All right. Excuse me. I want y'all to know, members of Rafa, she told me to behave myself. I ain't never paid her no mind when she come telling me what to do. I just do it. I go as the Lord lead me.
Well, no, you can't go as the Lord leads you because the Lord is not a jackass. You're a jackass. Now, if you read the book Jackass Church Bishops, I tell you who the jackass is. The supreme spiritual jackass is Satan. We know throughout history that there's an old saying, Satan is a jackass. That's common in literature. We all know that there's a saying in literature that Satan is a jackass, and I put that in the book. Because I want you to see where J. Delano Ellis gets his apostolic succession. He doesn't get it from Jesus. It's impossible that he got it from Jesus because Jesus doesn't fool around. Satan fools around. Satan has been playing the fool. Satan has been playing the jackass. I devote a whole chapter in showing how Satan has played the jackass and how J. Delano Ellis has succession from Satan and not from Jesus. That's why it's called Jackass Church Bishops, because he's playing the jackass fool. Now, here it is again. Here it is. This female that was about to get consecrated and become a bishop, she begged him. This is my ceremony. You know who I am. I'm a very serious woman. But you can't tell a jackass what to do. You cannot tell a chief jackass, a chief consecrating jackass, what to do when he's going to make you part of the jackass fraternity. You can't tell him. Here it is again. And by the way, I'm just playing this short clip because all throughout the process, he's acting like a fool. But I just want you to hear him say that she asked him to behave himself and how he's not going to behave himself. He's not. He's telling her, listen, I'm the boss here. This is my organization. I decide how this ceremony goes. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to have a lot of tomfoolery in it. Here it is again.
It takes all of us in concert. Is that it takes a college. Am I right? Am I right? All right. Excuse me. I want y'all to know, members of Rafa, she told me to behave myself. I ain't never paid her no mind when she come telling me what to do. I just do it. I go as the Lord lead me.
Now, you see, that's utter foolishness. I go as the Lord lead me. The Lord Jesus never acted like a fool. That cannot be the Lord Jesus leading you. That's the Lord Satan. That's who's leading you, the Lord Satan. When we have, listen, baby dedications are solemn. Holy Communion, solemn. You don't crack jokes when you're serving Holy Communion. You don't crack jokes when you're doing baby dedications. You don't crack jokes when you're performing baptism of adults. You don't crack jokes when you're performing a wedding. You don't say jokes when you're at a eulogy. Fools do that. There's no joking around when it comes to the saving of souls and the consecration and separation of leadership. Absolutely not. But you see, we're talking about the Joint College of Jackass Bishops and its chief consecrator and its chief leader. Now here, and I pray that this woman would get out of the Joint College, that she would take all of that paraphernalia, all those garments, the purple and scarlet garments, all that rubbish that she bought, and just do a bonfire. Just do a bonfire and burn all that stuff and get out of Mystery Babylon. Do yourself a favor. Get you and your church out of Mystery Babylon. Unhitch your wagon from this jackass, who is J. Delano Ellis. Now, here's another audio. Here's another one. He's going to be consecrating another guy. This guy is Lee Alexander Scott. That's who he's consecrating, Lee Alexander Scott. Now, watch how this is just a short clip. Watch how he engages in tomfoolery.
We will lay our hands on top of Bishop Scott's hands. And Bishop Gabriel Halton, one of the associate bishops of Lively Stone, will lead us in prayer while we agree with God in the consecration of Lee Alexander. If you will only trust me, I hear that.
Power, for your anointing, my God. Help him, my God. Don't study
study the scriptures. Help him, my God, to continue to walk in the straight and narrow pathway. And we'll thank you right now as he leads, Lord. You lead him as he leads your people. And we'll thank you. And we'll praise you. And we'll magnify you. And we'll glorify you. And we'll lift you up. And we'll celebrate you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Son, as I heard David said, the work is given to you, not by the mind of man, but by the authorization of God. It is our prayer that upon your shoulders, God's going to give you Holy Ghost might to do what needs to be done, because you haven't walked this way before.
You heard one guy pray over him while they were laying hands, and that was pretty solemn. And then after they prayed, then another bishop comes to him and gives him the charge to go forward in God, to be strong in the Lord. And all of this is pretty solemn. This is just solemn. It's bogus. It's a fake bishopric, but they're trying to be solemn. I mean, there's no joking around. They're pretty serious in what they're, you know, even though it's pseudo, even though it's counterfeit episcopacy, it's pseudo episcopacy, it's Romish episcopacy, but they're trying to be solemn. Well, here comes Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. Jack and Apes, J. Delano Ellis. Watch.
What a benediction. Welcome to the bishopric. Bishop Lee Alexander Scott, walk humbly before thy God. Rise, adjutant. Bishop, if you will, vest him quickly in the clothes of his, in the habit of his office. He's wearing the servant's garment now, the Catholic. The job of the servant. And as soon as they untangle the rashid, the priestly garment, they'll put it on him. They don't get it on him, then we'll just give it to him to take it home and try it.
That's joke number one. That's joke number one. Keep listening. You see how he says things, and really you don't have the benefit of the video. But the guy is huge. I mean, he's a massive, you know, he's a hunk of a man. So they can't get this garment over him. It's like a tent. And so he says, they can't put it on. They go, man. And, I mean, he's cracking up. You don't have to say that. This is a solemn moment. But you see, he can't help himself. Here's more.
Cross will be put on his shoulders by his father. Neil, I know you're a little large, a little girthy, but get on down there. Yeah.
Joke number two, focusing on how fat the guy is. You don't have to say things like that. You don't have to cause the audience to laugh. But he can't help himself. Now you say, well, you're a snowflake. What? People can't. No. This is a solemn occasion. This is a. If you're marrying a couple and the bride happens to be girthy, you don't say, well, make your way up, honey. We got to give you time. You're a little girthy. You think the bride is going to like that? No. But he can't help himself. He's a clown. But there's more.
Neil, and stay there till you get your ring. I know it's inconvenient, but this whole job is inconvenient. Yes. Now the word of God, your only rule, your only authority. My dear, this Bible belonged to your father's father, your grandfather, from generation to generation. And the two young men on either side, they are his sons. These are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation. God bless you and congratulations to you.
Now here comes the third joke.
All right. I'm going to ask the brothers that are going to move the chairs while we go to our several places in the pulpit and in these pews here. The new bishop can stay on the front row and take his shepherd staff from him, son. I think it's really mine, so you put it back upstairs. I don't want that in St. Louis. Let him him get his own.
So the guy didn't, I guess he didn't have enough money to buy all the paraphernalia, so J. Delano Ellis lent him his staff, and as you can see, embarrassed. Nobody needed to know that that was J. Delano Ellis's. Nobody needed to know that he needs to get his own stuff. You can keep that private. You don't need to you don't need to make the crowd laugh at the guy's expense. It's a clown. J. Delano Ellis is a clown. Wouldn't want him anywhere near me. Now, here's the audio of him consecrating Bishop Lafayette Scales, the guy who needs to have the scales removed from his eyes. And we're going to help him. We're going to help him. Now, here J. Delano Ellis again can't help but crack jokes. And I'm going to play, this is a 15-minute audio on YouTube, almost 16 minutes. We're going to play it. It has a commercial in between. So we're going to play it. And you're going to see how many times J. Delano Ellis can't help but to crack jokes. And you'll know he's cracking jokes because he's speaking and the crowd is laughing like if he's in a comedy club. Like if he was at the Apollo Theater performing as a humorist. Remember, this is a solemn occasion. Here's the audio.
Certified to be a bishop among us, we now join together in anointing you with the chrism, anoint your head, that God might open your understanding. We anoint your ears that you may always be sensitive to hear God. Anoint your great finger, symbol of grasping hold of truth. And we pray and anoint your feet. We pray for your feet. I can't get down there. Somebody just get down there and just anoint his shoes or something.
Hallelujah.
Walk. Don't knock the shine off of them. Just anoint them.
See, he says anointed, but don't knock the shine off of him. Why do you have to say that? Because he can't help himself. Because he's a brain jackass. You see, there's no need for any of these little comments. There's no need, but you see, he needs to get laughs from the audience. J. Delano, it's a common practice with him. He's always got to say something stupid. He's always got to say something comedic. He's always has to be in buffoon mode because he's a court jester. His role is to make people laugh. This is no laughing matter. When you ordain men and women for the gospel ministry, for the saving of souls, this is no laughing matter. Was Jesus cracking jokes on the cross? Was Jesus cracking jokes? Was he making the audience laugh while he hung on the cross, while he bled out? This is no laughing matter. Yet he's got to say, anoint his feet, but don't knock the shine off his shoes.
Walk. Don't knock the shine off of him. Just anoint him. Bishop Scales, thou art called of God.
Nice.
And we believed the recommendation.
Yeah.
and receive the report. We lay hands on you now. We touch your head. We pass on to you apostolic succession, the blessedness that comes with this office. A descendant of Jesus Christ and of one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas. Hallelujah. Let your hand be on him, Lord. Cover him with your blood. Point your hand this way. Every bishop, point your right hand at least this way. Lord, let the glory of you be on him. Let the devil be rebuked everywhere. And everybody that he lays his hands on, I pray that you would empower them. Give them the same blessedness that you put on him.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on out of here, Satan. Let the devil be bound. Let your name be glorified in the earth. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And thank you for listening. In Jesus' wonderful name. And now we have consecrated you a bishop in the Lord's church. Do those things that become the office. And I say to you what I say to most bishops that I consecrate. Be careful of your right hand. Don't lay your right hand on everybody. Be careful who you pass this blessedness on to. I got folk I've consecrated. I wish I had kept my hand in my pocket. Let it.
Another joke. I've laid hands on folk that I wish I've kept my hand in my pocket. You need to say that. That's not necessary.
Want to. I got folk I've consecrated. I wish I had kept my hand in my pocket. Let it not be said that you will make. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't feel real badly about it. Because Jesus called 12.
Yes,
and Jesus is God.
Yes.
And one of his was a devil.
Yes.
And he prayed before. See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Van said, and he prayed before he did that. And that one became troubled to him.
Yes.
And precipitated his execution.
Jesus.
Just be careful. Be careful. Let no man buy your right hand. Bishops in here, hold your right hand up and say out loud, nobody,
nobody
buys my hand.
Thank you.
Bishop Woodson, wear his vestments, bring stand now. Us old men can't kneel no long time. We got to lay down after a while. All right. He's dressed. You may be seated. He's dressed in a cassock. The cassock is a slave's garment. It's the garment of a servant. He is a slave first. And he's wearing a cincture, which is a servant's tool. It represents the towel that Jesus girded himself with to wash the disciples' feet. They are putting on him the roshes. Some people call it a surplice. That's wrong. It's not a surplice. It's a roshes. It's white. It is the symbol of the priesthood. He celebrates the sacraments of our redemption. Holy Communion, baptism, forgiveness of sins. And now here he's receiving the Shamir, the coat of the prophet preacher. That's it. Sometimes called the mantle, the same garment that Elijah threw out of the sky. And Elisha picked it up and smote the water. The tippet or the stole is a symbol of jurisdiction. Is his, not on there, his seal will be on it soon. It's just been created. And I put his cross on him. Give me his cross. Come, Bishop. His people got together and gave their gold. Your bishop wears a piece of you. What was precious to you is now precious to him. Ring. Ring. This was also made from the gold that the people gave. That's his ring with the amethyst, the stone of the bishop. And this is the symbol that represents his collegiality with all of us.
Yes.
We're all in one club together. That's why we shouldn't double cross each other. We're a fraternity. We are the fraternal order of the holy. And we're loyal to Christ and to each other. That's why you don't take members from folks from bishops' churches without finding out why they left the last church. And jumping around, switching churches, beating the tip. You better put that on. Well, you got it. All right. And that's last. This ring is a replica. He is the husband to Saint Teresa. And he gives her his ring symbol. Mother, now here's your box. Congratulations and welcome to the fraternity of bishops. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring. Consecration is ended. And, oh, yeah, the two bishops have to sign his credentials. We'll show them to you. Yeah, go over there and open that. over in the ink. Now, don't waste the ink all over everything, y'all.
Joking again. Don't waste the ink. Don't. Again, he just can't help himself. And you're saying, oh, you're nitpicking. These are just, no. This is listen, consecrations, ordinations are just solemn occasions. No time for joking. Not the slightest joke. Not the littlest joke. No jokes whatsoever. Here it is again. Go sign the parchments. Don't drip all the ink all over it.
Open the ink. Now, don't waste the ink all over everything, y'all. Come here and see black spots all over the... Just... What y'all laughing about?
Well, you're making them laugh. He turns to the audience. What y'all laughing about? Well, you're doing it on purpose. What y'all laughing about? You're acting like a fool, like you always do. Always. And then what y'all laughing about? Well, what do you think?
We'll show them to you. Yeah. Go over there and open that. Open the ink. Now, don't waste the ink all over everything, y'all. Come here and see black spots all over the... Just... What y'all laughing about? Certificate of consecration. Let me show that to the people. Certificate of consecration. This testimonial is granted to the Most Reverend Jonathan Lafayette Scales, Presbyter of the Church of God. You've been called to work together with bishops and fellow presbyters as a prelate. It's not prelate, it's prelate, priest, prophet, and teacher, and to share in the councils of the whole church throughout the world. Now, in accordance with the canons of the Rhema Christian Center of Columbus, Ohio, and the network of local churches, you've been selected to serve the church as a prelate, and we did call witnesses to Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States, to ordain and consecrate you to the sacred office of Bishop Primus, meaning presiding bishop, for the network of local churches headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. And the rest, you read late. I'm tired of reading.
Can't help himself. The rest you read later. I'm tired of reading. See? He gets a laugh out of the crowd. Listen again.
Bishop Primus, meaning presiding bishop, for the network of local churches headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. And the rest, you read late. I'm tired of reading. Certificate of Apostolic Succession. It has his genealogy from Jesus Christ and Thomas and Haggai. Didn't we read some of them? We read some of them. Haggai, Bartholomew the Apostle, one of the 70 commissioned by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. These are all the people who laid hands on whom to get down to Lafayette scale. 2,000 years worth of names. Now, I tell you what, I'll give you a dollar if you can read all these names and read them right. You ain't gonna do it tonight. You ain't gonna do it tonight. I'll just mail you a dollar later. There's your certificate of apostolic succession. Thomas knows what to do. He has an envelope to put them in, and we'll give them to whomever is working with you to transport. All right, move the chairs, move the kneeler. Congratulations. Some of you bishops come and congratulate the new bishop while we switch up right quick.
And bring him his bale of Timothy hay, bring him his oats, bring him his molasses, and let this jackass start chewing with the rest of you. Yes, indeed, another fool preacher gets consecrated by J. Delano Ellis, another fool preacher. Well, my brothers and sisters, as you can see, no, we're not having this. We are not having this. And I'm going to play this audio one more time, because in playing this audio, I'm going to do a part three. I'm going to break down all the foolishness, everything J. Delano Ellis says, which is contrary to the Word of God. We're just going to break it down. And we're just going to show you why this is empty ceremony. This has no gospel enforcement. It is just empty, hollow, shallow ceremony. No gospel enforcement whatsoever. So tune in for part three. That does it for today. Again, don't you be a fool. Don't you join the Joint College of African American Jackass Bishops. Stay away and get your free ebook by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And I leave you with a true friend. The hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. God bless you, saints, and have a wonderful Memorial Day.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to
a friend so fair.